Each winter, steam rises from manholes in cities across the U.S., part of an underground system that heats buildings. But in Denver, because of economics and fixes to climate change, that system may be on its way out. Sam Brash of Colorado Public Radio reports.
If you live in New York, Minneapolis, or San Francisco, you're probably familiar with steam rising from the streets. Each of these cities and many others have what's called district heating systems, networks of underground pipes delivering hot steam to heat buildings. But Denver's steam system is special. It's been churning away since 1880, making it the oldest continually operated steam system in the country.
When you say old, it brings in a whole different connotation. You
know, it's historic.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
This is Jerome Davis, Regional Vice President for Xcel Energy. The utility owns and operates this historic system, and recently it added some upgrades.
It's always kind of fun to get something new.
Xcel engineer Tim Brown shows me the main improvement at the Denver steam plant. It's a new boiler about a story and a half tall, and if you look through a peephole on its side, you can see a blaze of natural gas-fed flames.
So we're boiling water, we're making steam.
And here's where the future of Denver's steam system gets a little dicey. In other cities like Boston and Toronto, private investors have paid to bring old steam systems into the 21st century. In Denver, customers picked up the bill. Earlier this year, Xcel raised steam rates 36%, leading some to wonder if steam can stay viable in Denver. Jerome Davis, the Xcel executive, says his company will continue to provide the option.
We could easily say, oh, no more, we're not going to provide that service to you anymore. You got to figure something else out. I don't think that's the way you would want to talk to a customer, right?
But buildings are leaving the system. In the last decade, about 10% of customers have gone off steam. Energy consultant Joe Havey says the biggest reason is just plain economics.
Just recently, in the last 9 months, I'm getting an inordinate amount of phone calls about this.
Those calls came after Xcel hiked its steam rates. Havey thinks the concerns could be the beginning of the end for steam in Denver.
Buildings will leave the steam system, convert to either gas heat or electric heat, and then Xcel will be left with fewer and fewer customers to charge their fixed cost to, so those steam rates will continue to go even higher.
But some say now is the exact wrong time for Denver or any city to walk away from steam heat. Rob Thornton leads the International District Energy Association.
Cities turned to district energy really as an environmental strategy by centralizing the production. It gave them better control over emissions and eliminated hundreds of coal-fired boilers dotted around the city.
Today, scientists think those same benefits make district heat a great way for cities to combat climate change. It's efficient, it's easily regulated, and if a city wants to create heat without fossil fuels, say with trash incineration or electricity from renewables, it just has to swap out a few big boilers.
I think the Denver system could continue to be of value to the customers and environmentally responsible asset.
But even with the recent improvements, Denver's system could be doomed. And it's not just the economics. The city has a goal to cut greenhouse gas emissions 80% by 2050. To get there, it's exploring whether to require electric heat in commercial buildings. And that could finally put an end to Denver's steam system and its winter street clouds. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Brash.